Afternoon, everyone. Can you all hear me? Hey, lots of waving hands.
Yes.
I don't know what you see. I just see loads of waving hands. Let's do it once more. Afternoon, everyone. Lots of waves. Yay! I don't know how that looks for you. That looks great for me. Anyhow, wonderful. Really, really good to see everyone. Welcome to our community meeting for the 28th of January. Or as James pointed out to me earlier, about an hour ago when I put the slide up just to test that everything was working, I wrote the 28th of January. I don't know why, but anyhow, 28th of February. Tomorrow is unofficially the first day of spring. Isn't that great news? The weather's certainly very spring-like. And yeah, so I say unofficially because the I don't know, I'm looking for Alex Doyle. Is he here? And yeah, Alex will tell us that the first day of spring is actually the 21st of March. But I can't wait that long. So the 1st of March is good for me. Anyhow, so welcome, as I said, welcome to our community meeting for the 28th of February this year. So today we have Anthony speaking to us later on, and he will be continuing on our theme as we go through the parables, which is great. So looking forward to that. We'll also have some times after that for a bit of intercession as well. And before that, we're going to have a time of worship, which today will be led by Daniel and Nikki, which is great. So they're doing that today. Susan seems to be particularly pleased with that. I don't know why. Anyhow, so let me just give a very, very short introduction because, of course, we are in the season of Lent. And as my mum pointed out to me recently, that the word Lent in Dutch, for us Dutch people, is the same word as it is for spring. So in spring in Dutch is Lente. Is that right, mum? Is Lente. So that's what spring is in Dutch. So we are in the season of Lent because we're coming into spring, but also because that's the season we're in, which is, you know, it's one of those interesting seasons, isn't it? Because it is supposed to be quite reflective, self-reflective on our frailties, our sin, etc. But at the same time, we're journeying to Easter, and has been said many, many times, as Christians, we are essentially Easter people. That's what we are as Christians. And so although in this time we reflect on our sin, our frailness, the fact that we are mortal, we also at the same time reflect on the fact that we're journeying towards Easter, which is what we're really about. So it has those two sides to the reality. And in a certain way, this is our retreat, you know, our annual retreat for a tenth of the year. This is our tithe of the year that we give as a retreat to prepare for the wonderful season of Easter, where we celebrate the death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord and Savior. So this is our main, actually, it's one of our, if not of our only community meeting, or one of our main ones for this season. So I want to approach this time of worship in particular as we begin with both of those senses in our hearts. One is our frailty and our weakness, but also the fact that it's Sunday in Lent, right? So it's a little Easter, because every Sunday is a little Easter. So we've got a little Easter in the middle of Lent as we journey to Easter. So we're going to celebrate and give thanks to God at the same time, remember the fact that we are frail, sinful, and that we need to reflect on the work of God. And in a certain way, we reflect on it always with thanksgiving in our hearts, for our sins have been forgiven in Christ Jesus. So at this point, what I'd like to do is hand over to Daniel and Nikki. Let me just say one last thing as they get ready to lead us, which is, as always, if you have a sense from the Lord or something that you think we'd like to share, a scripture passage or whatever, if you could stick it in the chat, you could stick it in the chat for everyone. That's the sort of the default setting, or stick it in the chat directed to me. You see, my name says Dan Turner, as opposed to my son, who says Daniel. If you send it to him, he won't see it. So please either send it to everyone or send it to Dan Turner. If I have another boy, I will not name him Daniel. That is so confusing. But send it to me or send it to everyone and I'll pick that up, and then we'll have a chance towards the end of our time of worship to be able to hear from the Lord. Okay, Daniel, Nikki, over to you guys. No noise coming through on them. Oh, you can hear it. Must be me.